when it comes to Disney Plus, I think what people need to understand about Disney Plus is it's a monster that constantly needs to be fed. And what they're doing right now is they found a way to expand the Star Wars universe via streaming series that is working for them. There's a whole lot of stuff that's going to spin out of The Mandalorian. We've already seen it with the Book of Boba Fett. We're going to see it with Ahsoka, starring Rosario Dawson. There are rumors that key players and classic Star Wars characters like Thrawn may end up showing up. There's a lot of things going on there. But
wait, who's Thrawn?
We'll have to do a totally separate show if you want me to get into who that guy is. But it's very interesting what's going on with Disney Plus right now. When Disney first purchased Star Wars for $4 billion, the first thing everyone started screaming, wow, new movies. And then the new trilogy happened with Daisy Ridley and Adam Driver.
I want you to join me. We can rule together and bring a new order to the galaxy.
Don't do this, man. Please don't go this way.
No, you're still holding on! Let go!
And it was very divisive and polarizing, and a lot of people thought that it didn't do anything new and spent too much time harking back and paying tribute to the past instead of giving them something new and shiny. The Mandalorian, on the other hand, is something very new and very shiny. And I'm not just talking about his fancy Beskar armor that, you know, is so shiny and bright. What we've seen now with the Star Wars IP is that it's much more valuable to Disney as a streaming asset and something to continually feed Disney Plus. Is that enough, though? No, it's not. So that's where the Marvel Cinematic Universe comes in. So now Disney Plus is not only a place where Marvel Cinematic Universe movies land when their theatrical run is over, but they've also decided that they're going to get into a series game as well, whether it be Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, things like that. And it's kind of saved them from the fact that no one's really interested in them making Star Wars movies anymore.
Yeah, you also have a lot of content, though. You know, it's like, I think, and I've been someone who's mostly following a lot of these series, but it's like in the last few years, I think there's 9 TV series in the Star Wars universe. Then you've got 8 other series that came out from the Marvel universe. Like, David, do you ever feel overwhelmed by the amount of content, or do you ever feel like you're a father, you're a very busy guy, that you might not be able to just view all of this content and actually really understand what's going on in these worlds?
I'm probably the wrong person to ask this because I, David Betancourt, or David Betancourt, whatever language you speak, I love this stuff. And I'll be 43 years old this year. I was born in 1980. I am of the generation that always wanted to see this stuff, and we didn't get it because Hollywood wasn't a believer in this genre, whether you call it geek culture, comic culture, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't mean I'm going to like all of it, but I will consume all of it without a problem. But I do understand there is a thought out there right now that Marvel has stretched themselves a little thin, and you're starting to see that in terms of people complaining about special effects.